This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Earlier this year, the Global United Methodist Church voted to take a stricter stance against gay marriage and LGBTQ clergy. Now there are rumblings that the decision might cause a split in the nation's second largest Protestant denomination. As Bridget Bowden reports, United Methodists in Wisconsin are watching and waiting to see what will happen next.
On a recent Sunday at Baraboo First United Methodist Church, Pastor Marianne Cotter wrapped up the service by asking for prayer requests. One member asked the congregation to pray for the future of the church because right now it's unclear if the United Methodist Church is going to stay united.
It's a time of a lot of uncertainty and grief too, because I do believe that that we're witnessing the ending of something.
In February, the church's governing body hardened its existing stance towards same-sex marriage and LGBTQ clergy. Starting in January, clergy who perform same-sex weddings will face harsher penalties that could include removal from ministry. Pastor Cotter didn't grow up in the United Methodist Church. She was drawn to the denomination in her 20s because of an atmosphere she describes as generous and open-minded. She says it's been difficult to come to terms with the church's stance.
The great sense of sadness that came after that general conference was the church that I joined really does not exist anymore.
Cotter's church in Baraboo is one of more than 1,000 churches around the country that make a point of publicly welcoming LGBTQ people. That list has only grown since the decision was made in February. Carrie Olson is a lifelong member. She says she thinks it's immoral to exclude anyone, but also bad for the church's image.
If they're only looking at the bottom financial line, they're going to see that it's unsustainable to keep marginalizing groups of people and taking stances that are so punitive and severe that as a young person, I would question whether I would want to be part of a denomination that is so exclusive.
But Mark Tooley disagrees. He's the president of the Institute on Religion and Democracy. He believes banning same-sex marriage is what the Bible teaches and what would be best for the church.
So we think it's the right position theologically, but also the right decision socially and pragmatically in terms of sustaining the vitality of the church.
He thinks there's a growing consensus that a formal division might be necessary, but recognizes that a split would be difficult for local churches.
It's unusual to find a local church that's purely liberal or purely conservative.
Wisconsin's Bishop Hsu Jung hopes a division is avoidable. He's pushing to form what he calls a Wisconsin option, which could possibly be discussed this weekend at the Wisconsin Annual Conference of United Methodists in Green Bay. But Pastor Amy DeLong of River Falls is skeptical a compromise could work for everyone.
The bishops have done too much to try to hold together some kind of unity, but that always, always, always comes on the backs of queer people.
DeLong, who is openly gay, was put on trial by the church in 2011 for her sexuality and for officiating a same-sex wedding. Now, her congregation has made it clear that it will not stay in the church under the new policies.
It feels like there's a whole lot of things being talked about and not much being done. But I do think we are at a breaking point.
This weekend, as representatives from churches across the state meet in Green Bay, they could vote to formally reject the LGBTQ policies. But they'll probably have to wait until next year when the global governing body meets again to know what form the United Methodist Church will take. Bridget Bowden, Wisconsin Public Radio.